This is observation of endoscopy here, reported on patient Peter Senkarsin, due to birth 8/29/17. Patient grade C doesn't have esophagitis with question of Barrett, and there was G junction nodule biopsy with slagline. There was a pressure patient like application finding about G junction nodule biopsy were taken. Remove the biopsy taken and slagline. That's number 2. Grade B, grade C esophagitis number 3. Question short smear Barrett biopsy were taken slagline number 4. Multiple gastric number 5. Biopsy were taken number 5. Mild donors, biopsy taken. Recommendation of the esophagus biopsy of G junction nodule biopsy, especially if the biopsy comes out to be an atypical nodule. They recommend patient to have a EOS slash with the EMR evaluation. Number 2, away for the Barrett esophagus, if the G-junction nodule is negative and the Barrett esophagus, if the G-junction nodule is benign and Barrett esophagus is benign, repeat endoscopy. In that case, repeat endoscopy in 3 months to follow up with the grade zero esophagitis. Number 2, away for the stomach biopsy of the body, the first body, which is referring. The therapy is a small biopsy. We start patient on catheter 1 gram TID, half hour before each meal, and start patient on Pertamina 40 milligrams per day. Follow 1-2 weeks and please send the copy to patient primary care provider, and a copy to patient copy to primary care provider Dr. Jessica Cohen as a practitioner, copy Dr. Palmieri. They have received October 24th to 122nd, October 24th to 122nd. Patient operation.